Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink. Do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Live from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah, what's up? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio. It's Comic Cafe. It's the only cafe where there are no menus, but you will be served what you are deserved. All right, let's go ahead and get into it. You know, the music tonight is about you going woo-style, woo-style. We're trying to help you prevent from getting 30 days. You know what I'm talking about. You got that co-worker at the job who just keep cooking some old foul-smelling lunch in the microwave on the break room. Got the whole office smelling like pussy. Or you got a supervisor act like he owned the place. Now, if you don't check your little ass back over there, twist your fingers in your cubicle, I'm going to bust you to the white meat, and I'm going to get 90 days. Don't do that. Call in tonight. Vent, put their ass on blast. 424-243-9649. This is Boss Speak. This is called Sexy Girl. I'm going to bring y'all down a little bit. It is Woo-style. And hey, don't forget, when you hear the cuss words, say them out loud. They'll make you feel good. Come to Cafe, DJ
Just want to feel ya and get familiar. Yeah. The body where you got to it more than about a trillion. I just want to feel ya. I want to steal ya, girl.
I'll set she. Gorgeous. I'ma pay your mortgage. I'ma buy your Christian Louboutin, you can't afford it. But take you on a trip, cause I know that you're bored. Christian Dior scraping on the floor when we board. Her booty rolling, she go slow motion, I stroke it. There's something about you, you know you special, you go there. Smoking gas like I'm Willie Nelson in Belgium. Like the handyman with the hammer, I nailed it. Come and ride with a G-Glide in the feather. Hit it from the back, I'm bustin' like Beretta. Pulled up in my Lamborghini when I met her. Your nigga kept on cheating and I know you fed her. If you wanna keep your lady, better keep your bread up. I had her in my mansion, told her put her leg up. Spent the bell, wrapped the in Chanel from her head up. Girl, you just like an angel, did you come from heaven?
You keep it hot with your body, hot with your clothes. The boy, you turn up when I give me the pose. Hot with your body, hot with your clothes. The boy, you turn up when I give me the pose. My girl, let me take you for an evening cruise. Tell you, say you just can't lose. Giddy up, baby girl, don't get confused. Because the body where you got to it more than about a billion. Just wanna feel ya and get familiar. The body where you got to it more than about a trillion. I just wanna feel ya. Wanna steal ya, girl.
You're talking, I feel you, girl, you look familiar. Huh? Living luxury, babe, we not regular civilians. I'm a superhero, but what's a villain, more in the millions. Got the noodles is every time that we in the bin. Hey. Walking in with them ball minds, out of the sun. And I followed all you, get this rapping, y'all, that's my son. Don't get the dedication you put, it's gonna be number one. Came from the bomb, seven crumb, just stallions.
Hey, hey. Hundreds of bottles and beautiful models. 100. I wanna sing to a Quavo Sinatra. She know that I'm young, but she loving my posture. She told me get rid of my chicks on my roster. Okay. It's cool, girl, whatever you say. She catch a body cause she have a bird. She catch a body cause she have a. And she won't say a word. She gon' ride against the world, cause that's my girl. Celine bag was a dream bag. When she woke up in the morning, let her sing that.
Hot with your body, hot with your clothes. The boy, you turn up when I give me the pose. Hot with your body, hot with your clothes. The boy, you turn up when I give me the pose. My girl, let me take you for the evening cruise. Tell you, say you just can't lose. Giddy up, baby girl, don't get confused. Because the body where you got to it more than about a billion. Just wanna feel ya and get familiar.
the body when you got to it more than about a trillion. I just wanna feel ya, yo, yo. Wanna steal ya, girl.
Yes, alright, Kamikaze, Urban Therapy. We're the only cafe where there are no menus, but you will be served what you are deserved. So, all right, here's some things that I've seen on Facebook when I've seen some people venting. I've seen a guy talking about somebody had pulled money off their EBT to go to a Cardi B concert. Get it? As long as you ain't got no kids, do what you gotta do. I'm just saying your ass gonna be hungry tomorrow, not nobody else. But if you got kids, your ass is bogus. Call us up, let us know how you feel about that one. Also, I seen something about a teacher had told a student somewhere that they need to go back to wherever they came from because the teacher couldn't pronounce the kid's name. What type of society we come to where the teachers can't pronounce the kid's name, and then you're going to tell them to go back to where you come from? All I can say, teacher, you big dummy, let my kid call me talking about some shit like that went down. I'm going to bust you to the white meat. Believe me, there ain't no chance with this rapper named E-Monster. You don't want no problems. Now, this is Chance the Rapper. If this one right here will put some moose out of you, I don't know what will. E-Monster, come see me tonight. I'm DJing on the 1-2 during the Super Bowl, baby. Yeah. Moose Style.
Never sweet out. My shooters come for free. So if one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dread. Niggas in your lobby. You don't want no problem when no problem with me.
Choked up and I think for old stuff. Move on, put put my goons on, they kidnap newborns. In the streets, my face a coupon, her pussy too warm. All these bitches come to do harm, just bought a new charm. Fuck a watch, I buy your new arm, you lukewarm. I'm Uncle Luke with the hoes, pretty bitches centerfold. Sipping tools around my crib, in they rolls, just they rolls. Half a million in the safe, another in the pillowcase. Codeine got me moving slower than a caterpillar, hey. What wrong with you, what you was thinking, what you thought it was? I just pop out Percocets and only caught a buzz. And if that label try to stop me, they gon' be some crazy Weezy fans waiting on the lobby. No life is.
Radio. So, all right, I'm gonna open up the lines right after this one right here by request on
and
Twitter.
No telling what I'm feeling. Beyond, hey,
what you on tonight?
All that shit.
Hey, little mama, would you like to be my sunshine? Nigga, touch my game, we gon' turn this shit to Columbine. Ice on my neck, cost me 10 times 3. $30,000 for a nigga to get free. I just hit Rodeo and I spent like 10 G's. I just did a show and spent the check on my mama. When I go and vacay, I might run out the Bahamas. And I keep like 10 phones, then I'm really never home. All these niggas clones tryna copy what I'm on. Nigga, get your own, tryna pick a nigga bone. Word to brother Skip, boy, I had a good day. Metro PCS, trapping ball, making plays. 50 Shades of Grey, beat that pussy like Hulk Hogan. I know you know my slogan, if it ain't about guap, I'm gone. Niggas hating cause I'm chosen from the concrete I had rolled. Shorty staring at my necklace cause my diamonds really froze. Put that dick up in her pussy, bet she feel it in her toes. I'm a real young nigga from the 6th, throwing balls. I'm a real young nigga from the 6th, throwing balls. Real young nigga from the 6th, throwing balls.
In the middle of the party, bitch, get off me.
Goddamn.
In the cut, I'm rolling up my broccoli.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I know your baby mama fond of me.
Goddamn.
All she wanna do is smoke that broccoli.
Goddamn.
Whispered in my ear, she tryna leave with me.
Goddamn.
Say that I can get that pussy easily.
Goddamn.
Say that I can hit that shit so greasily.
Goddamn.
I'm a dirty dog, I did it sleazily. Hey, no telling. What I'm finna beyond, hey, hey, I'm beyond all that fuck shit. Hey, hey, no telling what I'm finna, hey, I'm beyond, hey, hey, said I'm beyond, hey, all that fuck shit.
Companies and pesos, I got people on my payroll. She don't do it unless I say so. I don't smoke if it ain't fuego. I should toss them up like Prego Fettuccine with Alfredo. All I wanted was the fame in every game they made on Sega. I was 5 or 6 years old when I had told myself, okay, you're special, but I treat you like my equal, never lesser. I was 26 years old when we had dropped this one amazing record. Had the world stepping, that's what I call epic. Couple summers later, I got paper. I acquired taste for salmon on a bagel with the capers on a square plate. At the restaurant with the why you got a stare face. To know I either ball or I record over the stand bass. Rapper face, dread headed, golden diamond teeth wearing. They just mad cause I got that cheese, bitch, I keep daring. Turned up at the party, getting lit the yachty. With a Spanish Barbie, word to my mommy.
In the middle of the party, bitch, get off me.
Off me.
In the cut, I'm rolling up my broccoli.
My weed.
Yeah, I know your baby mama fond of me.
She fond of me.
All she wanna do is smoke that broccoli.
That weed.
2018, Monstrous Radio. Ain't no telling what we gonna be on. Let me stop, because my singing sounds like bullshit. I'm Monstrous Radio, Comic Cafe, Urban Therapy. Don't turn me in. It is what it is. You know how we do it. So, all right, let's go over here and check in with one of the monsters right quick. It's unbelievable. How you doing tonight, Mama?
I'm here. How you doing?
Well, as you can tell, I'm a little squirrely tonight. You know, I'm a little squirrely. I got some things to complain about. I'm trying to woo-star and let them go. You dig? I'm trying to woo-star.
Yeah.
And let them go.
Yeah. See, I had to call in because I was about to get 30 days today. And I was just like wondering who was going to post my bill today. Yeah. Yeah. So I said, you know, let me call in a woo-star. Because I was about to get 30 days. I was about to get 30 days. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Woo! Well, we don't want you to get 30 days. Definitely vent with us. Definitely kick back on the chair. Okay, you know, we got our personal sick days around here on Monstrous Radio. You're more than welcome to take this therapy. You dig? So, all right, tell us what's going on and see if I can give you a hood prescription that'll solve it.
Okay, so I am the only female who works with, I'm throwing six males who are incompetent, who complain about their job. So I work with children. And so today, two of the incompetent people decided to argue in front of the kids, argue, cussing and clowning in front of the kids. And then the same one who was cussing and arguing in front of the kids is one of the ones who don't got all his stuff together. And then he's going to say, oh, why don't everybody pull their weight as a team? What? Say what? As a what? You haven't been a team player since A1 day one. And now you want everybody to be on your team because you ain't getting no help? Yeah, right now. And then you want to argue in front of the kids because you ain't got no help? And we've been asking for help for how long from you? Yeah, no, bro. You know. So then you're going to look around and then you're going to say, you're going to talk and you're going to tell everybody your problem. But when I come in the room, you want to be quiet because you know I'm about to say something. We've been asking for you to be a team player since day one, day one. Now you want it because it's all on you, bro? You better move around with that. And then you're going to look at me like, I'm the op because you think that me and him is cool, so you can't say nothing in front of me because you think I'm going to go tell him? I ain't got nothing to tell you. I ain't got nothing to tell him. I don't like none of y'all. None of y'all.
Mm.
I don't like none of y'all. So he looking at me, I'm looking at him like, what? And then they looking at me like I'm crazy in the meeting. What y'all want? I don't like none of y'all. You can't do your job, you can't do your job, you can't do your job, and you two are arguing with your job. I don't like none of y'all. So my face is all turned up, they ask me what's wrong. Y'all. All y'all. They just terrible. Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. This other teacher is going to be like, he's supposed to be in charge, talking about, can you help me? Ain't you in charge? Can't you make that decision? No. Okay. Incompetence kills me.
Right.
Kills me. And ain't helping the kids. The kids are still fighting, doing the same thing. Now, we argue in front of them, so what did I tell them? Oh, it's fighting season. They arguing, so why don't we fight? What's going to happen to them? So we going backwards? Because you mad? Because you started it? So you mad now? 30 days. 30 days. I mean, killing them for setting us back. Because now all the kids think, oh, it's fighting season. So now you making my job harder. Because now I got to send these kids home. Oh, you want to fight? Okay. But then they got away with saying, well, they just got to fight. So what do you do?
Right.
Now you make my heart ache. Now you make my stuff harder. Now I'm ready to fight you. Thirty days. I'm ready to fight all six of them. The vice principal, the principal, the dean, the head dean, the sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, everybody.
Mm.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
And then go in a room and lie. Like you ain't done nothing.
Something that's not. Oh, okay. Like they ain't did nothing. Like, oh, they didn't do nothing wrong. Like they didn't say nothing or.
Why do you didn't do nothing wrong? I ain't do nothing wrong. What you talking about? I ain't do nothing wrong. I ain't do nothing wrong. What?
Mm-hmm.
And then the vice principal go laugh it off. Ha ha ha. Oh, it's funny. Oh, you think it's funny? Okay. Incompetent.
No, these are the people that said I ain't do nothing wrong. Now, these are ones that got into the altercation in front of the children.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's see. Let me pull me up, Michelle. well, I have to say, honestly, I mean, I think from what it sounds like one of the people, if not both those people, that got into a fight or an altercation in front of the children, I think they both need therapy. You dig? Now, recommendation, that would have to be dependent upon their therapy evaluation. Now, if they're totally sane and totally da-da-da, then they probably should get, suspended or something like that, because that is unacceptable to be a teacher or something like that and then get into an altercation in front of the children. That's unacceptable. It's something you do not do. You dig? That's like being a firefighter and molesting somebody, trying to pull them out of a house. It's just something you don't do. It's unacceptable. You cannot do that. It's unacceptable. You dig? But I think somebody needs therapy. One of them two needs therapy. For them to go in at it knowing all them kids is watching you and you're at work, come on now. Once people start doing things and they don't think about the repercussions, I could lose my job. My kids go to school. I got a car note. I got a house note. You know what I mean? I can't do the things that I enjoy if I ain't got no job. I got to find another job, and I got to explain to the next job why I got fired from here because I got into it with another employee on site. That person needs therapy because their emotion is beyond the ration of thinking. That person needs therapy.
Right? Absolutely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to need it if they don't stop acting a fool.
I'm going to need it. Well, all right, hold on. We're going to take a breather, and when we come back, we're going to open up the lines. We got somebody else press one over here. I think I know who it is. So, hey, check it out. I got a track set up right now. Just don't go all in, all gas, no brakes. This is Dub Nietzsche and Shoddy Boo, Monsters Radio, Comic Cafe.
Woo-sah!
No breaks, man. Yeah. What's up, Dub? Right.
We live, y'all.
Yeah. Shotty, what's happening? Oh, man, I'm chilling, man.
They said they want us back again. They want us back again.
No breaks.
No
gas, nigga.
I smash gas without no breaks.
You want to smash any gas?
No breaks.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
No brakes.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
I smash gas without no brakes.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
No brakes.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
No brakes.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
Undertaker for a Lambo. She said, Dub, bitch, you just too much to handle. Fall for anything what you stand for. I plan for big houses, big riches, back bitches, close to the tightest ditches. No good, trying to find something thick, keep me hard as wood. Make sure that I'm never misunderstood. Trying hard to change the bad days into good. Yeah, I keep spitting all gas. Can't help it, nigga, my mind's stating, get the gas
bad.
Please don't wait. I know over the years a lot of niggas hate, but I'm on top of the hill. I'm never gonna tell you shit fake, I'ma keep shit real. Fuck how a nigga feel. Nigga, I'm
gas. I got my foot down, nigga, metal to metal. Old school folk, ooh, nigga, hello. I hit the freeway, punching 150 on the dash. Hustle like a maniac just to get the cash. Days of the past, nigga, fuck that bitch. In the third line till I strike and get rich. Talking on a cell, I don't talk like that. Nigga, see me face to face when it's all about the pack. Nigga, fuck what you talking about. Nigga, I'm great. Monkey ass niggas ain't finna see no gorilla. It's F8, nigga, die to the beat. Like, son of a bitch, you wanna ride with me? I got it rolled up, nigga, I'm pushing the dog. Nigga, fresh shot the coupe, nigga, 2-4 dog. Nigga, talking to the bitch like, what up? Nigga, I know she on my butt, she wanna fuck.
I smash, smash, gas without no brakes.
I smash the game.
No brakes.
Nigga, I smash the game.
No brakes.
Nigga, I smash the game.
I smash. Without no brakes. No brakes. No brakes.
Now push, push, bounce, rock. Push, push, bounce, rock. Push, push, bounce, bounce.
Yeah, all cash, no brakes. Up, Nitchy. Shotty Boo. And Shotty Boo, R.I.P. Paradise, brother. You did. You did a lot for the city. So we're going to go ahead and keep it moving. Comic Cafe, Urban Therapy. This is the only cafe where there are no menus, but you will be served what you are deserved. So, aren't this unbelievable? We got somebody over here that pressed one. So, see if they want to vent or if they want to join in on our conversation, what we're talking about. They might have some stress release for you as well. 612-310. Who we got on the line? Hello.
Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, it's the Kid Juice Jizzle. What's popping, everybody? I ain't got nothing to rant about, but I came in on the ass end of the subject. So I heard about coworkers fighting, then coworkers fighting in front of kids and stuff like that. So I'm assuming that you was talking about a school, coworkers at a school fighting in front of students and stuff like that. Okay. So am I cruising down the right street right now? Am I cruising down the right street?
You cruising down the right street.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I do agree with what E said. The purpose of us, of them school teachers, is to show children a better way to resolve issues. It's already bad enough for motherfucking kids is whoop ass first, ask questions later type kids now. They don't got the whole mentality of think before you react in their... I'm not saying that they're not taught that at home, but when they're away from home, that rule don't apply. So they supposed to consistently see that with whatever adult that crosses their vision. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The comprehension, like I try to teach that to my shorties and stuff like that, to think before you say, like, that's just the first thing. Think before you say anything. Better yet, think before you react. You know what I'm saying? Because once you learn how to think before you say anything, the whole concept of think before you react is intertwined in that first thing that you was taught. So I try to teach my shorties that, but society is a motherfucker. I don't know what it is about society, but society was a motherfucker, man. It's like they drown out every fucking thing that you're taught at home because it looks better to them out there. Not, see, and E, to be perfectly honest, I got a song that I recently finished that's going to be put on my album. It speaks on the concept of music and how what I feel about it and where it's going and stuff like that. But there's something in that song that I touched on where I talked about people that's making music, the OGs or whoever the fuck it is. Like, if you a young buck, you making music, you talking about selling drugs, doing drugs, you talking about the whole turn up section, but you never speak about the consequences after you do all of that. You don't speak about it.
Right, right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Even the great ones did it, like Ghetto Boys, NWA, all
exactly.
those guys. They still threw in something that bad, you know what I mean, ended up in the pen or...
Exactly. It does. Exactly. So, and you know who brought it to light? And shout out to, I'm always saying his name wrong. Mysone, shout out to him because he brought it to light too. He spoke on that concept too. And it was like, that's funny how you brought that up after I made the song. You brought that topic up after I made that song. I was like, ain't this a bitch?
Mm-hmm.
So...
Shows you how relevant it is to today, though.
Absolutely.
And that's
one thing that artists don't pay attention to,
being conscious to what is relevant to today. You dig? Sometimes
right.
it's kind of hard,
right.
Especially if you're not a visionary. I was talking to somebody the other day, and we was talking about the difference between today and when I grew up. When I was a young man coming up, and this also impressed the ladies. When you are knowledgeable, you was educated and hood at the same time. You dig? Almost like a militant Black Panther. You were smart. You could protect your home. You dig? You couldn't get drawn into no bullshit. You dig? That's what it was about, the quest for knowledge. Brothers was arguing about philosophy, universal things, things like that. I'm not saying that they don't do that today, but it seems to be what's promoted in the popularity in the mainstream. It's about the kids, all they want.
It's very
seldom. And like you said, talk about selling dope, all this other stuff, and da-da-da. That's what's lacking, I think, somewhere in the game. So go ahead, dude.
And that's what they're acting out. And that's what the kids are acting out. They're acting out what they're hearing, and they're not understanding that it's not going to take them anywhere. They're not understanding that that has no bearing on how to live life and how to be able to control their emotions and their feelings and their behavior and stuff like that. It's just adding to, let me be wrong, let me be negative, let me not do what I'm supposed to do. It's not empowering them at all.
The thing about it, they're not taught how to differentiate what's real and what's fake. You know what I'm saying? Because even during music back then, a lot of motherfuckers, the same artists that'll tell you about the shoot 'em up, the drug dealing, the stuff like woo woo woo, he'll let you know off the strip, like, no, this is not where to go. This is not where to go. I'm speaking about this shit. I'm not doing this shit. 2 Chainz said that shit so blatantly, so quick. He said, I'm not doing none of this shit I'm fucking rapping about. This is just entertainment. I'm not doing none of that shit. I don't encourage no kid to do none of this shit I'm talking about. And
right. That's
the problem. Like, nobody's teaching these kids to differentiate what's real and what's fake. It's gotten to the point where you just have to live this life that everybody's portraying. You have to live this life. I don't get it. I was like, I mean, even though I said it in my song, I was like, this is a quote from one of the verses I said. I said, I respect you more if you're about that shit. Never felt the need to lie about that shit. Blood, sweat, and tears, yet you cried that shit. But at the same time, you spoke on the consequence. This shit don't even feel real no more. Niggas act like they don't know what they want to hear no more. The authentication ain't here no more. Being organic is a flaw today for sure. I said that in one of my songs. I'm giving y'all some motherfucking, I'm giving y'all some jewels or something that's supposed to be coming soon off of one of my tracks.
Right.
And that's some real shit.
Okay.
You can't be organic no more. You got to be fake. You can't be organic. You can't be you. Because the minute you be you, people don't want to hear you. It's sad.
Hmm.
That's just me. I'm just saying. That's just me.
That's the real talk.
It is. It is. So, hey, then we went for a hot little minute. I'm going to take a breather. I'm going to come back. I don't know why. I think this song fits right now. I don't know why. Here's what it is. Drake.
Yeah.
Still in the Twin Cities during the big Super Bowl event, the football holiday. All the big stars going to be in town. I'm pretty sure his ass going to be around here getting some fake love.
People showing fake love to me straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face.
Something
ain't right when we talking. Something ain't right when we talking. Look like you hiding your problems. Really you never was solid. No you can't sun me. You won't ever get to run me. Just when shit look out of reach, I reach back like 1-3, like 1-3. Yeah. That's when they smile in my face. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. I can tell that love is fake. I don't trust a word you say. How you wanna click up after your mistakes? Look you in the face and it's just not the same. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. Yeah. Straight up to my face, tryna play it safe. Vibes switch like night and day. I can see it like right away. I came up, you changed up. I caught that whole play. Since then, it's never been the same. That's when they smile in my face. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. I can tell that love is fake. I don't trust a word you say. How you wanna click up after your mistakes? Look you in the face and it's just not the same. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face.
Yeah, Monsters Radio, Karma Cafe, Urban Therapy. The only cafe where there are no menus, but your ass will be served what you are deserved. You feel me? So, I'm here with Miss Unbelievable. I got Juice G with me as well. So, we're just over here venting, y'all. So, yeah. So, I think I was thinking the vibe I was getting, the reason why I wanted to play that song, because it is almost like fake love. When motherfuckers present to you that they one way and they really not. You dig?
Oh, yeah.
Like, don't misrepresent.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, hey, I do have to put out here right quick before, you know, we keep going, keep it moving. Just don't forget, Monsters Radio Live has been brought to you by Truvion Entertainment. Alpha Lion, Monster Gear, Monster Jewelry Shop. Damn, I don't have my list in front of me. That's all my company.
But hey, tonight,
you supposed to memorize this shit, man.
My bad. So, all right. So check it out. Let me see. Which one is this? That's Sunday, February 4th. Come out and kick it with me. We got $3 beer specials, $10 game night buffet special, $1 jello shots. We got Rob G hosting. It's the Super Bowl Artist Showcase Party. $10 entry fee. That's right. It's only $10. You want to try to go somewhere else, they're going to charge you $100 to get in. You dig? We're going to be going to 4 a.m. We open up at 8. We got raffle prizes. It's 18 plus the party, 21 to drink with proper ID only, obviously. It's at the Ruby Lounge at 1427 South Washington Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55454. Put that in your GPS. Now, here's some of our lineups. But all my other artists out there listening, I still want y'all to come. In case somebody's not on time, we keep our shit on a schedule. You not on time, you not here. Scrapper, get it. I need somebody to fill them spots. So make sure you bring your ass out there. Let me know that you're there. This is our lineup for right now. Remember, it goes to 4 a.m. After party, everything. We go to 4 a.m. We got Black and Ghost, Tangy G, Trippy D, Chris Wana with live band, Tita Lachey, Made by Terry, Silent Flow, Mastermind, Rick Coles, King Oso, and K Caesar, Mac LaShore, The Don, Like Minds, Ike Solo Dolo, oh shit, Lady Vicious, you know her, Juice, C Millie, Maserati,
yeah,
Honey Queen D, KAO, Tugadoo, Young Tito, and Dutch Ruger. That's all in one night for $10. I'm telling you right now, with that lineup right now, that lineup is worth $89.99 retail value, but we letting your ass in only for a $10 fee. Come out Sunday night.
I still feel like you selling them short with that price. You selling them short with that price. There's some hot motherfucking acts up there, and you're selling them short for $89.99 retail. Now, hell no. You know what? You should charge them fuckers the same price they trying to charge people at the goddamn armory. $300 damn tickets. They show up there.
Right.
They don't wanna pay $10. I bet you charge them $300, they show the fuck up then. Sons of bitches. I'm sorry, I just had a moment. I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's
yes, you did.
Hey,
it's okay.
You wanna come mess with us Super Bowl night anyway, because we ain't gonna have all them lasers that's gonna give you a seizure. You did. I'm just saying. Real hip-hop type party, real artist, Twin Cities vibe, how we get it in. So if you from out of town, come kick it with the locals. You want to really feel the vibe of the Twin Cities, how we get it in? You want to intertwine with the local artists that are hot? You better come to Ruby Lounge, 1427 South Washington Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55454. Put that in your GPS. Monster on the ones and twos. I don't have my Monstars full effect in the building. We'll have Rob G hosting.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to look good. Mm-hmm. And Miss Unbelievable is going to look good. Y'all can take pictures. Y'all can come say hello. Oh, yeah. Y'all can come get autographs, all that. That, just saying.
Hey, look. Hey, Juice, did you hear that? You can even hear the little smack in her voice. Mm-hmm. Come on, take a picture.
She's
feeling sexy already.
Look, she's just stanking. That's all. She's just stanking. She's being very stanking right now. That's all it is.
It's unbelievable.
You're being very unbelievably stanking right now, girl. You stink.
Stop it. It don't look good. You gonna need a therapy chair right now. You need to pull up a therapy chair right now.
I'm already in a therapy chair. I'm in the chair right now. I done kicked back and everything.
Wait, let me talk to you.
It's okay. Woo, woo, woo.
Hey, we don't got no red carpet that night. We don't got no red carpet, but how she making it sound, we definitely going to have a magic carpet Juice G, Lady Vicious.
We call her. We call her. The ladies just go clown that night. Let's go. We live, y'all. Monstrous Radio. Let's go. Comma Cafe. Yeah, baby.
You can put it like this, you already know what this song's about. It's shirt off, shirt down, no thongs allowed. So look, take the thing off and throw it on the ground. The song said wait, but I can't wait right now. I need that, gotta beat that, it's my eat that. Little kick back, all you gotta do is sit back. I'ma let you know now that I don't care when I'm smacking that. Cause you in the presence of a trained infomaniac. Who can I handle that fat cat for a second? Need to listen to Marcus Houston and get naked. Already know shit's gonna get hectic. Don't worry about the condom cause I stay protected. Oh shit, here we go. Finna let you know what's in store for the magic hall. And only thing you gotta do is tell me what you want me to do. And anything that you say, I'ma do the shit times two. I'm the nigga juke, I ain't never spook. I'ma do what I do, and you just sit back and be cool. Cause I got this, ain't no stopping. You already know you like this. Pussy invasion of my dick.
So do. Where you at talking
all
slick? I'm ready.
Let me take you on this magic carpet ride. Right here in your living room, ruin everything you like. No, this here is no illusion. Gonna lay your body down. Something I wanna need. Show no mercy with this action. Surely we can get it cracking on this magic carpet ride.
Ready for everything that Juice G's gonna do.
Okay.
I'm about to go
okay.
to work now. Let me tickle your fat, send you a post to the damn roof. Give you a hell of a workout. It's crunch time and the pain, girl. How much displeasure can you take, girl? Because I'm going all night.
That's right.
You wanna dance, neither one of us making it to the bedroom. We'll get it cracking on sight. I'm giving you what you ask for. I don't see no debate.
Nah.
Cheap until your body starts shaking.
Shake.
Love faces when she constantly makes. Because I'm giving that work.
Okay.
It's sensation the way she's feeling that hurt.
Yeah.
Increasing the dose is the way I speed up the motion. And got a body convulsion like the nigga going live. Take it to a whole nother level. Put it in my face. Got a twist like a fucking F5.
Yeah.
May I get a little nasty.
Okay.
Adrenaline rushing from what I'm doing to them ass. Put a beating on that kitty cat.
I
encourage this shit talking. Whatever the heck to make it last. See, the pleasure you getting, I'm giving all nine. To show you this is deeper than the voice is very wide.
My
until a nigga switches climax, I'm giving you contact now.
Let me take you on this magic carpet ride.
Yeah.
Right here in your living room.
I'm ready, say, here we go, whoa. That adrenaline rush, I swear that thing gushes as soon as we touch. It's such a phenomenal sensation. When you teasing me, trying my patience. With your hands all on me and your lips all on me, just give it to me, I can't take it. I've been waiting for you to guide me open. Create that ocean and have me floating. I swear you got a potion so potent that as long as you're steering, I'm going. Straight like that, cuff that fatty, palm that ass. Pull me in close and I come real fast. You laugh, cause you know that that won't be the last. Come again, I'm shivering. Cause the way that you handle your business so cold. Got them nipples at attention, so you show them some attention. Trying to see how many licks it takes to make my tussie roll. You go, boy, up and down all over this flow, boy. I'm trying to tell you, this is gonna be the best journey ever.
Let me take you on this magic carpet ride. Right here in your living room. Ruin everything you like. No illusion, gonna lay your body down. Something I wanna do to show no mercy with this action. Surely we can get it cracking on this magic carpet ride. Right here in your living, doing everything you like. No, this here is no illusion, making hella freaky sound. You tripped it before I get free. Girl, your sex, it feels so right.
On this magic carpet ride. Yeah.
Y'all ready for that ride? Y'all ready?
Hashtag,
y'all ready?
Hashtag, That's that shit, boy. Shout out to the kid, Juke. Juke G. Shout out to Gemini. Shout out to the one and naughty lady, motherfucking vicious. Boy, y'all better understand it, man. That's a classic right there. I hear.
Right. It's all good.
What is going on?
Hey, man, just tell them right quick, you know, I mean, where can they connect with you on social media? So if they want to connect with you, whether they want to get you for booking, touring, collaborations, or just find your music so they can make a purchase.
Well, first and foremost, you can get the kid off of Monsters Radio. My link is damn near in the motherfucking bio and shit. So, you know, you just look on Monsters Radio to wherever E-Monster tell y'all to look. You're going to find me the fastest. If you looking for me through all this other social media, you got to do a whole bunch of typing. So my biggest encouragement is to go to Monsters Radio and find me through there. I bet you all my damn links is in his damn shit. So you can find me quicker if you go through Monsters Radio. Now, I don't think I need to go through the whole spiel of all this extra shit over my social media and all that type of stuff. Just go to Monsters Radio. If you want to buy my album, go to iTunes, type up Juice G, Do I Have Your Attention, and it will pop up splat-a-cacow in your face. So, quickest way to get in contact with me is through E-Monster. Now, if you want some personal information, you can email me at juicegilliman@gmail.com. That's juicegilliman@gmail.com. That's all I'm going to say about that.
And there you go. Like I always say, if you missed any of the information he just gave you, you can find them at monsterusradio.com or just listen to this archive episode 24 hours a day, 365. You can always listen to any archive or any interview whenever you're ready. The only price that we charge is a like, comment, and a share. That's all you got to do. Like, comment, share. Invite your friends to listen to the episode. And while you're over on the computer, make sure you press follow so you can get all the updates on the shows when they're loaded and all those other types of things. So we're getting close to the end of the show. So, I mean, is there anything else, vibrations you guys want to vent about? Whatever, whatnot. Let's see, we probably got about another good 5 minutes left.
Don't eat beans before going to sleep. You're going to blow that motherfucking bedroom to kingdom come. If anybody's sleeping with you in the damn bed, you're going to sizzle. you're going to Dutch oven the shit out of you're going to Dutch oven the hell out of them. They're going to be,
that's what you do with
simmering.
That's what you do when you get mad at your man. You be like, oh, okay, I know how to get you back. Yeah, I'm going to eat these beans before I go to bed. He going to sleep on the couch. Not even knowing I ain't mad at him.
See,
that's that bullshit.
The thing about me. That's that bullshit, for real. See, this thing about me. Once you hit me with a Dutch oven, my rebound game is so crazy. You hit me with a Dutch oven, I'm going to hit you with a motherfucking gas. You're going to need a gas mask by the time I'm done with you. So don't you Dutch oven me
by the ass. By the time you smoke, they don't mix together. So now you don't even know who's who. You just be like, y'all
going to
know who's
who. No, you going to know who's who. You going to know who's who.
You know what else we do? We turn your way too. We put your booty all up on y'all and be like, yeah, you got that. You feel that? You feel that? Then it be
keeping
up.
You are so wrong.
And you got burn marks on your arm and shit. She put her ass up right up on your arm, and before you know it, you're like, what are cooking?
You know what? We got another person on the line. Hold on, man. They press one. I'm not going for this bullshit. She's talking about, I don't care what nobody says. You get somebody dust oven, you deserve 30 days. I'm just saying, that's just bogus. That's some bullshit. 360-493. Who we got on the line? Hello.
What's up?
He didn't want to get together.
What's up? What's up, 360? Who we got on the line? Wait a minute.
Dirty Earn.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, it's me.
What's up,
baby?
How you doing?
I've been better. How about yourself?
Well, you know, we're trying to keep it monstrous, you know, stay above, stay on top.
Mm-hmm.
Glad to hear from you. Damn, y'all knocked me off my pivot foot with that surprise. You did.
What's happening?
Sorry.
Lisa didn't walk in on the Dutch oven.
Hey, okay, you know, you deserve that. I was just talking about giving my dude the Dutch oven the other night because that dude got, like, serious case of flatulence. I swear.
Wait a minute.
That's what I'm talking about. That's my girl. See what I'm saying?
Y'all is notorious for this Dutch ovens, man.
Well, he's notorious for that shit that he be letting spew out his ass crack. So I'm cool. If it's good for him, it's good enough for him to get woke up out of sleep the hot way.
The hot way. Look, you scorched his arm and shit, didn't you?
No, not yet. I ate some chili last night, so I'm cooking it up.
Not the chili.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, hell no.
Man.
Not the chili. I think we need to end this call. She just said the chili. No,
I do,
not the chili.
I do the three bean chili, too. I do the three bean chili. I do my three beans. I sure did. Three. I had three black beans, northern white beans, and then I mixed it up a little bit, rinsed the pork and bean juice off the beans and the pork and beans, give it a little sweet taste to it because the beans still got that sweet taste. Yeah, that's what I did, and I'm just cooking it right on up. Been tooting all day.
You need a whooping,
man.
Oh, you
no,
need
I don't.
Whooping.
I know what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen. Somebody going to call him next week to my dog. You know what my girl did? What her nasty ass. She done went and potted us and had a whole thing of three bean chili. She took the chili bean, took the juice out, made them sweet.
Absolutely.
She's going to call him.
She's going to learn one way or another.
Look.
I laugh. My beans are the black beans, the chili beans, and the kidney. I mean, the pinto. The pinto make it just, The pinto make it.
They up here giving each other ingredients for Dutch ovens. No.
No, the only ingredients you need for a Dutch oven is some cover, your dude, and have your ass tooted towards his back so you could blow half his skin off. When you let that
that's
out.
That's right. And you keep it going.
That's, let it be a silent one because it was a deadly motherfucker.
Ooh, silent but
both
deadly.
Both of y'all going to jail for both of y'all
going
to
be making that noise.
Mm-mm. Or you think you don't feel it on yourself because it's so silent, huh?
All right, so we're going to have to go ahead and end the show because, I got a DJ tonight. So, if you guys are in the Twin Cities area, you're near, let's see, Ruby Lounge, 1 Avenue, Minneapolis, 55454. Make sure you come out and kick it with me tonight. I believe Soulja Boy is coming to kick it with us with the after party and whole entire thing. So we got a hot lineup. We got some drinks, a lot of good things for you guys. So make sure you come out. Multi-Dimensional Media Group, we're getting it in tonight again. That's at the Ruby Lounge, 1427 South Washington Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's right there, right off the side of the freeway. If you guys know where Jeff Bobby's and Steve's is, or that big old Blood Theater building with the big Jesus on the side, we're right around the corner, right down the street, right across from the hotel. So, all right, come out, see us tonight. DJ E-Monster, hosted by Rob G. So let me see. All right, anything you got? Oh shit, we're out of time totally. So I give you guys just a couple seconds to give a couple shout outs or whatever you guys want to say, but make it quick. I gotta get out of here. I gotta load the car up. But we'll go backwards. So you got any last things there, Miss Kim? Ooh, damn it.
Give it up to God, him, everybody, the listeners, and the callers, including myself. And I now live in Fridley, no longer in St. Cloud.
Oh, damn, close to the city.
Close to the city.
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what you got for us, Juice Chick?
Same thing, you already know, man. To give honor to God for allowing us to do what we do, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to E Monster. Shout out to everybody on this radio. Shout out to the damn, the you two Dutch oven homiciders and shit. But shout out to everybody, man. We out here, man. You're going to jail.
I'm not going to jail.
Come out and celebrate with the Monsters and DJ E Monster tonight. Have a good night. Be blessed. Mwah. Miss Unbelievable Love, y'all.
That's what's up. So, all right, y'all. I ain't got much to say. You know how I do it. If you're going out tonight, especially if you come to see me, don't drink and drive. Tell your ass, lift to somebody. Not because we're trying to be in your business. We need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. Get it? All right, I'm out of here. Peace. Deuces.
Get your cash up, get your cash up, get your cash up, go on, shake that ass up, get your mind right, get your mind right, your mama get your mind right, papa keep you crying.